Welcome back to the Maui Noko Oi and Silver Shark Media Podcast. I'm Jason Evans of Silver Shark Media, and as always, we thank you for tuning in today and encourage you to subscribe and download to the podcast series. I'd like to welcome our next guest, Yvonne McLean, Community Relations Director at Habitat for Humanity here on Maui. So Yvonne, welcome back to our podcast, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, Jason. Thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure. So I appreciate you having me again.
Of course. Of course. So we last spoke in June of 2020. So very early on in pandemic time. Obviously a lot has gone on. But without going necessarily back to the beginning, kind of catch me up on what it's just been like in general for Habitat over the past few years, sort of navigating through a very tricky time.
Yeah, it was definitely tricky, especially in Hawaii with a lot of different mandates and changes pretty rapidly and frequently. I will have to say we've had to get a little more strategic with the projects because of our capacity.
Right.
Much like many other places that have experienced this, we have become short-staffed. Yeah. And especially on the construction side of things. However, I will say, though, thankfully, because we are a nonprofit and utilize volunteers, we were still able to get the work done that we set out to do. Now, of course, again, we had to be a little bit more strategic on our planning, on the projects that we were doing, just to make sure that we were able to help families in need. But we really wouldn't have been able to do it had we not had the volunteers come through. I mean, we've had a ton of volunteers come through over the last couple of years to help on, you know, both our new construction and our Brushwood Kindness safety repair programs as well. So that's been a huge, huge blessing and help to be able to help families that were in need.
Yeah, volunteers are always such a heart of nonprofits. You know, I've asked this question to restaurants recently, and I want to ask this sort of into your realm in the nonprofit world of, is there an innovation or something that evolved due to the pandemic that has actually you could see having some benefits long term that might stick around, whether it's, as you mentioned, sort of your, whether it be approach to projects or a tool to help streamline, is there something that came out of this that long term could have benefits that you didn't anticipate?
I would probably say systems. So reevaluating our systems and how we were qualifying families and how we were scheduling and setting up the projects that we were doing. We've had to completely turn that around just to be able to fit our capabilities and capacity to be able to do them. So we've had to reevaluate and revisit how we were streamlining families through our program. I would say it has helped tremendously, and it helped us focus as well in terms of where the need really is. And, you know, making sure that we're also not stretching ourselves thin. It's so common in the nonprofit world to burn out, to really burn yourselves out. But again, we're all very passionate about the mission and helping people, and our volunteers are as well, that rather than feeling that way or getting burnt out, we just created better system. Yeah. So that we can, you know, have an easier process, not just for ourselves, but for our partner families that we're helping as well.
Yeah, it makes total sense. Well, maybe for our listeners, I'm going to have you kind of do a recap of the history of Habitat for Humanity here on Maui. Sort of when did things begin with Habitat? And we'll get into some specific projects in a moment, but what are some projects that have been completed over the years?
So over the years, so we have completed, built, and repaired over 200 homes. Wow. We became an affiliate of Habitat for Humanity International in 1998, which means you're celebrating 25 years of service this year. Yay. So
yes.
Excited about
Congrats.
That.
Congrats. It's a big number.
Yeah.
25-year anniversary.
It's a big, big number. And so although we are part of an international nonprofit organization that is, you know, worldwide, each community has very different needs. And so we represent just Maui County alone because we have different housing needs than, you know, in the mainland, than even our island. So again, we built and repaired over 200 homes all over the island and even to our neighboring island as well, Molokai. We've done some work on Lanai as well, but majority of our projects are here on Maui. So a big part is Hawaiian Homeland. We have a huge and grateful partnership with the Department of Hawaiian Homeland, which are projects specifically serving, I should say, Native Hawaiian families that are at least 50% Hawaiian. And so we have done projects there. We are currently doing projects with them. And we have done our own projects as well, I should say, in partnership with developers in Lahaina, in Wailuku, and we're excited to have one coming up in Hana as well over the next, I want to say, year. I'm being very optimistic here. And that is going to be a 100% habitat home project. So we're really excited about that. Yeah, that's going to be 25 single family dwellings. So we've been all over. We've built and repaired all over, but mainly on the island of Maui.
It's amazing work you do in a very wide net that you're able to cast. Let's talk about some programs going on as well currently. You mentioned Brush for Kindness. So what was the inspiration behind it?
Yeah, so A Brush with Kindness, it is a program specifically for struggling homeowners. I always say substandard housing or below living conditions are as big of an issue as affordable housing in Hawaii. It's just hard a lot of time for families to be able to get necessary repairs or upkeep done to their home because of the cost. And so our goal is to help struggling homeowners with safety repairs and retrofits through this program. A big part of this program assists elderly or disabled homeowners with these repairs and retrofits. And it really is to, you know, help them navigate through their home safely. And what's really great about this is for qualifying elderly and disabled homeowners, many times we're able to do these project at no cost to them. Wow. Through, you know, kind of partner funding grants that we get through numerous streamlines, because you know elderly and disabled homeowners a lot of times are on very conservative fixed incomes, whether sure. Social securities or disability payments, and so this helped really alleviate that financial burden of having to pay a contractor or a company to come in to help them with these repairs or retrofits, I should say. Some examples of the projects we do through this program, a big one are bathroom conversions. That is a huge thing that we do, which, you know, a lot of them are replacing a tub into a walk-in shower or installing grab bars. We've built ramps for homeowners who, you know, are in a wheelchair or have a really hard time using steps. And additionally, we do help with other repairs, not just retrofits, such as replacing or repairing windows, flooring. We've done some roof repairs and so forth.
If someone is listening to this right now and thinks, wow, I have a family member or perhaps I'm in a household that could be in need of something like this, what is the process for local families to learn more?
Yeah, so I encourage anybody who is in this situation or know someone in this situation to please reach out to us and apply. Not a lot of people know that we have this program. And whenever I speak to people about it, it's deer in headlights, like, oh my goodness, I had no idea this existed. And it's a great program that I encourage people to really tap into because it's there for them. So the first step would be to speak to someone in our family services department to apply for the program and see if you qualify for it. Because of course there are certain criteria and requirements for our program. So the first step is going to be having that conversation and kind of discuss the situation and applying for it. And from there, if it is, you know, if it is decided that you are a good fit for the program or you qualify, I should say, for the program, we then move forward into scheduling an assessment with, again, someone from our family services department and our construction team. So they will come out to evaluate and take a look at the property and to see what's done, what needs to be done and how we can help. And then from there, they write up an assessment that they then submit to a committee with our organization for approval. And so once that's kind of all said and done, then they work with the homeowner directly on getting the repairs done.
It's an incredible system. And like you said, I think, invaluable for people just to be aware of, should they be in it, like we said, if they're in a situation or have a family member, just to know that there are options out there to explore and keep going every step of the way to see what's possible. So it's a great program that you have. So again, and if folks do want to reference the website, it's habitat-maui.org. You can find out more information there. Do I have that correct?
Yes, that is the best place to get all of the information. Our applications are actually even on our website along with our requirements. So, I mean, if you would like to see, you know, if you would qualify for it, all of the information is there. But again, please feel free to also call our offices at 808-242-1140, just to have that conversation, because sometimes people will look at it and think, I'm not going to qualify, but they'd be surprised they will. So yeah, it's still worth having that conversation with someone at our office.
Yes. Well, I want to talk about another project that is ongoing, also involving Hawaiian Homelands, which is up in Kula. You have some construction going on. So maybe tell our audience, what has Habitat been helping with up in Kula?
So in Kula, we are on our next phase of homes, which consisted of 5 new home builds. We completed one this year, so excited for the family. They were able to move in a few weeks ago, and we had the home dedication and home blessing just last weekend, actually, and it was the following weekend, and it was actually a very, very beautiful home dedication. It always is. And it's always just such a happy time, not just for our affiliate, not even just for the family, but really the community, you know, because we do have, you know, the community and the volunteers come to the home dedication as well. And so that was an awesome time. And we have 4 more homes to follow in this phase that we are hoping to break ground on this year. So that's really exciting. And again, it is a continued partnership. So once these 4 homes are done, doesn't mean we're done there.
Right.
It just means that we're on to the next however many homes or however many families we can help within the next phases of this development.
And I imagine you're always accepting volunteers to help with something like that.
We're always accepting volunteers here locally. We've even had volunteers come from the States and even out of the country. So if anyone is listening that's not local and you're thinking about, you know, lending a hand or even wanting to do a volunteer trip out to Maui to help build affordable homes, that is something that's very doable and that we've welcomed and have helped coordinate as well.
What kind of tasks would you want volunteers to have? Because there may be some people thinking, well, I don't know how to use construction equipment that much, so maybe I'm not a good fit, when that probably isn't the case, right? I imagine you have multiple roles that people could help fill.
Multiple roles. I mean, we accept volunteers from complete novices to experienced general contractors. And I joke about this, but there is some truth to it. I always say, if I can do it, anybody can do it. I have helped installed and learned how to do subflooring and hang things. And it's a great learning experience. And our team, you know, is very experienced in working with volunteers of all levels. They're great at training and kind of fitting volunteers where not only they excel in, but where they'd like to be as well. So no experience required. And there are different phases of volunteer or different phases of constructions as well. So, I mean, if you are someone that kind of likes to do the heavier duty things, of course, the beginning phases of construction would be ideal for you. Or, you know, if you kind of just want to do painting or, you know, something a little bit more not labor intensive, you know, we have a spot for you there as well. So we welcome all. So just, you know, give us a call, visit our website if you are wanting to get involved or help with the build. We definitely have a spot for you.
Yeah, and I love the idea of if folks who are coming on vacation or for extended periods of time as a way to sort of, it's ecotourism and volunteer tourism becomes bigger and bigger. What a great avenue to help participate in on a trip.
Yeah.
So as we talk about construction, kind of an exciting time is that you did mention before you finished a home recently in the last month and were able to hand the keys over. What's that feeling like for you when you're able to share that with these homeowners?
It is very humbling. And I'm very honored when we get to do that, especially for this particular family. I will say all of our families are very deserving. For this family, it was a single father who would just completely, you know, he likes to say he learned a lot from us, but I think it's the opposite. I actually learned a lot from him and his family. They were always on the build site, you know, completing their sweat equity hours, him and his boys. Him and his kids would be there every weekend and every day, weekday that they could. And he had said something to me that was really, really kind of an eye opener. He was so shocked to see how many volunteers would come out to help him build. Mm-hmm. I mean, for this home alone, we had nearly 100 volunteers throughout this entire process. Wow. That contributed, you know, well over 2,000 hours. And these were volunteers that, you know, were from here locally, from, you know, as far as France even. Wow. And he was so shocked by it because he had no idea truly the capacity or, you know, truly how our programs worked in terms of volunteerism. And he had come to me and he said, wow, I can't believe all these strangers are here to help me. Like, they have no idea who I am. And yet here they are helping me and my family build my home. And he was so touched by it. And just seeing, you know, so every time we'd have volunteer groups come out, he made it a point, and he always did, to come out and bring his boys and bring his kids and, you know, thank every single one of them. And when we got done with the whole thing, he had said to me, you know, like, wow, I can't believe all these people had come to help me. It had opened not just his eyes, but his kids' eyes on how they can help the community and how they can help the next family simply because of seeing how many people came to rally for him to help him build. And I truly like to say that is what community is. You know, that identifies what community is. And so completing this one home, it was just such, the entire process in itself was just such a humbling experience. And, you know, having the home dedication and the home blessing and seeing, you know, everyone that came to show up for him and just how, you know, humbled and how honored he was. It was just a really touching moment and such a deserving family again, and just very, very ecstatic for them. And it really is a way for him to leave a legacy for his kids as, you know, first time homeowner and a Native Hawaiian. And what a life changing moment for not just them, but really our affiliate and community as well.
Yeah, I can only imagine the emotions running through, especially on the completion and reflecting back on everything. And it again brings kind of the big word community. I think that is what defines Habitat in a lot of ways, is sort of helping the community and being supported by the community in this sort of symmetry, if you will.
Yeah, it truly just goes to show that it's more, we built this home, but it's more than shelter. There's something much bigger behind this.
Yeah, it's very well said. Well, speaking of ways for the community to get involved, Habitat is hosting the Silver Hammer Anniversary Gala, we mentioned 25 years, on Saturday, June 3rd at the Andaz. I have to imagine this is always a fun event, but tell me what folks could expect if they are looking for something to do on Saturday, June 3rd.
Yes, we're so excited. We're so, so, so excited about this. So it is going to be a gala. So we're going to have a very, very, very delicious dinner buffet. We're going to have live entertainment. We have live and silent auctions. And of course, so popular casino games as well with fake money, not real money. And overall, just great company. And it's all in support, you know, safe, stable, and affordable housing. And again, supporting families like this recent family that we had help and really helps, you know, Habitat for Humanity Maui ability to bring more home ownership opportunities to the community. So I encourage you, if you are available or you would like to support in one way or another, check out our website for details on our upcoming gala. It's just going to be a super fun night. And again, all in support of a really great cause.
Awesome. And it sounds great. And also, I imagine sponsorships, if you're a business here, could businesses jump in and help sponsor this event?
Businesses could. The unfortunate thing is our deadline has passed for sponsorships. However, you know, we do still have tables available for purchase or individual tickets.
Perfect. good enough, good enough for folks who missed one deadline but can still make another. Well, looking forward, you know, we're almost half, shockingly, we're almost halfway through the year here. You know, as you look to later in 2023 and onward to 2024, what are the goals for Habitat for Humanity here on Maui?
Yeah, so our main goals are to, of course, help more struggling homeowners, you know, get out of substandard housing or unsafe condition through our Brushman Kindness program. So we are looking to expand that program, and we have been expanding that program as well, and looking for more ways to assist our neighboring islands as well, Molokai and Lanai. Our big goal right now, or our near goal, I should say, is breaking ground on the four upcoming homes in Kula, and of course continuing to move forward on our upcoming Hana project, which again will be 25 single family dwellings, 100% habitat home. And I will say to also increase, you know, involvement with the community as well.
Yeah, well, it's always a great cause, and always, as folks can hear, great results. I can't speak high enough about Habitat for Humanity and all the work that you do. And as we mentioned, if folks want to get involved, you can volunteer your time. I'm sure you can support financially and look at some of these programs if you feel that yourself or a family member qualifies. The website is sort of the landing page for all things habitat related. So I'll let you go ahead and plug the website. And also, I don't know if you want to plug social media as well for folks to kind of see glimpses into the work that you do.
Yeah, well, and one other way that people can get involved is to, if they don't know about our ReStore, is to shop or donate to the ReStore as well, which is a secondhand home building material store that we have at our offices as well.
Yeah, so the ReStore, what kinds, because I have a hunch folks who move or change places might have some stuff that, you know, maybe they're looking to get rid of. What kind of items are you looking for at ReStore that can get put to good use?
So we accept new or gently used building materials, household items, like furniture, home decor, dishes, plates, some paint as well, depending on what that is. Just an array of household items. You could visit our website for some restricted items that we are not allowed to take. But if you have any questions, of course, you can always give us a call. Again, 808-242-1140.
Perfect. And it's habitat-maui.org for the website for all information. Yvonne, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat today. It's always great to hear everything that you're doing and hear the way that you've handled the last few years and continue to go onward and upward. So thank you again for everything you do for the Maui community.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate it.